Mr. President, the Congress has made a major decision today, and that decision is to say to this president, it's time to start taking care of things here at home. It's a pretty substantial message. Notwithstanding the objections of the president, this Congress said we need to stand up for family farmers and have voted overwhelmingly to decide that we will override the president's veto. Sometimes there's not much distance between the right track and the wrong track. But with respect to the farm bill, the distance here between the right track and wrong track between the president and the Congress is a country mile. It surprises me, in fact. This Congress has said, let's start taking care of things here at home for a change. Now, family farmers have always been the bedrock of this country's family values. They, in many cases, work alone. They raise a family out under yard light, out in the country. They take big risks every year. They live on hope. They don't come to work in blue suits. They put on work shoes and work clothes and work hard. And all they ask for is a decent return on their investment, despite the substantial risks they take. And because of that, this Congress, for a long, long period of time, over many, many, many decades, has decided to create a safety net so that when family farmers run into a patch of trouble, this Congress and this country says you're not alone. We want to help you through these price valleys and through these tough times. So that safety net was significantly what we voted on today. The president began last year threatening to veto a farm bill and consistently threatened that veto and finally decided to exercise that veto, and the Congress said, you're wrong, Mr. President. The president came to my state of North Dakota and he said to farmers, when you need me, I'll be there. Well, when farmers needed him, he wasn't there. That's just a matter of fact. This Congress, I think, has used awfully good judgment in overriding the president's veto. About a year ago, a little over a year ago, I introduced the disaster title amendment, or bill rather, here in the Congress. 3 years in a row, I added a disaster piece to the supplemental appropriations bills because we didn't have a disaster title in the farm bill. For 3 years as an appropriator, I put disaster money in the appropriations supplemental bill. Finally, on the third opportunity, we got it in a bill the president had to sign. But we had to go on bended knee when they had disasters over much of farm country to get disaster help. Now we have a farm bill that has a disaster title. That's a significant step forward. Mr. President, a lot of folks don't understand much about farming. They think that cornflakes and oatmeal and puffed rice comes in boxes. Doesn't. But those who put it in the boxes make much more money than those who plow the ground and plant the seeds that produce the corn and the oats and the wheat. Now, Mr. President, this is a pretty substantial day for those of us that care about family farmers and want good farm policy. This veto override is good public policy. Rodney Nelson, a cowboy poet from North Dakota who's a rancher and a farmer out near Elmont and Judd, North Dakota, wrote a piece. I've mentioned it before to my colleagues, but he asked this question rhetorically in his piece, what's it worth? He asked the question, what's it worth? What's it worth for a kid to know how to weld a seam, to drive a combine, to fix a tractor? What's it worth for a kid to know how to pour cement? What's it worth for a kid to know how to work livestock, work in the hot summer sun and the cold winter day? He asked, what's it worth for a kid to know how to teach a calf to suck milk out of a pail? What's it worth for a kid to know how to build a lean-to? What's it worth for a kid to know how to fix a tractor that won't run? There's only one place in this country where all of those skills are taught, and that's on America's family farms. That's the university where all of those courses exist, and we lose it at our peril. That's why we write farm legislation. What's it worth? It's worth plenty to this country to say to family farmers during tough times, you're not alone, because we've created a farm bill to say, here's a helping hand during tough times. That's what this is all about. And I think the action today is something we ought to be proud of. Is this bill everything I would have liked? No. My colleague and I, Senator Grassley, offered an amendment on the floor of the Senate that was critical in terms of policy. We lost. We got 56 votes. We needed 60, dealing with payment limits. The fact is, this bill remains a good bill. It's late, Should have been done months ago. We fought through 9 or 10 months of presidential veto threats, but it's done. And finally, I think farmers who are working their fields now in the spring and trying to figure out how they're going to do this year, I think farmers are going to be able to look at this bill and say Congress cared. Congress cared enough to override the president's veto and put in place a farm bill that once again says America cares about family farming and its future. Mr. President, I yield the floor.